Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Democratic National Convention, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepting the GOP nomination for vice president, and in doing so, talked about his decision to run for Congress two decades ago.
So there I was, a 40-something high school teacher with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher. Never.
Former President Bill Clinton also spoke last night. So did Oprah Winfrey. Tonight, of course, it's Kamala Harris. Sources say independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy is close to dropping out of the presidential race. He is expected to throw his support behind Donald Trump. Rescuers searching the wreck of that luxury yacht that sank off Sicily have found the sixth and final body of those who were missing, but it has not yet been brought up. They believe it's tech magnate Mike Lynch's daughter. This is ABC News. Police in New York are investigating after human bones were found in a Brooklyn park twice this week near the East River. A Hollywood studio apologizing for what showed up in the trailer for a certain director's new movie.
The first full trailer for Francis Ford Coppola's upcoming epic Megalopolis, which is getting mixed reviews, came out Wednesday.
True genius is often misunderstood.
And it featured quotes about his other now classic films, Andrew Sarris from The Village Voice calling The Godfather a sloppy, self-indulgent movie, Apocalypse Now and more also being trashed, the idea being that critics don't get Coppola movies at first, but eventually they're considered masterpieces. Problem is, all the quotes were quickly fact-checked, and they were all fake. Lionsgate is recalling the trailer, saying in a statement, quote, "We screwed up. We're sorry." Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Your streaming lineup may soon include Chick-fil-A, the fast food chain reported launching its own streaming video service this year. Deadline says it plans to focus on family-friendly shows. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Virtually on the line. And Nolan Arenado still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
As Packers running back A.J. Dillon, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3- and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trygve Olson and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy best day of the week to you. You know what's weird? So, I don't drink a lot of soda anymore.
Good.
So, they got this Coca-Cola Zero.
That's a cool looking can.
I know. And it's like, it tastes like syrup. I mean, it tastes like so sweet when you haven't had it.
It tastes
have
like,
you had
time? Oh yeah. It tastes like think? Actual Coke.
Yeah.
Like you Diet know. Coke has its own flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Coke, I have a son-in-law who likes Coke, but only out of the bottle. He said it's more syrupy out of the bottle, comes from a different manufacturing plant.
Well, somebody told me, actually, the lady that cut my hair was from Mexico, and right. She told me Coke in Mexico is a lot better than Coke in the United States.
He'll say the same thing.
Okay.
Yep. But you can get that, because that, I told you guys, that Mexican store I like to shop at on Main Street,
yeah,
they have Coke there.
And it's from Mexico?
In the bottles.
Yeah.
Syrupy.
That's what this tastes to me. Yeah. When you have it had, bro, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It tastes like syrup.
That's a cool looking can. Is that something new?
I just
it's been around a while.
Really?
I've never seen it before either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's been around a while. It used to be called Coke No Sugar or something like that.
Oh. But now it's zero. Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Did you?
But still got syrup.
When you were a kid, did
zero
you ever
what?
Put actual syrup in your Coke?
No.
Oh, we did.
What?
I know.
Did you buy like?
Put
did
you buy? It was not syrup. Chocolate. You know what you put in your ice cream?
That would be like
Hershey syrup.
So
syrup? Yeah.
We put that in our Coke and stir it up.
Why?
I don't know. I think we're trying to rot our teeth as quick as possible.
Do you remember?
Let's not waste time. Let's get these teeth rotted.
You guys might know this. So remember Laverne and Shirley? She would drink Pepsi and milk and Pepsi.
Yeah.
Was that a thing back in the day, guys?
Milk.
I did not do that.
No. And they're Wisconsin people. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Where did that come from? I don't know. Another thing was, I think it was a Southern thing, putting peanuts in your Coke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had boiled peanuts?
Yes.
You know, when I was in, this is a true story, Todd, when I was in Mississippi for, you know, the Super Bowl thing, and we stopped, myself and I don't know who my photographer was, and it's like you'd have those roadside stands.
Totally.
Boiled peanuts. And we thought, hey, what is that? Let's try it.
It's the weirdest thing in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my dad at Christmas actually used to boil chestnuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it kind of tastes a little bit like that.
Right. Like, not a lot, right?
But it's like it almost took the flavor out of
That's what I think.
Right.
That's the part I didn't quite
peanuts
understand.
To me, is salt.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat.
That's the flavor.
When we went, when you go to the Brewers game and you get a bag of peanuts, do you eat the shell or do you put them on the floor?
Eat the shell?
Do you ever just put the peanuts in your mouth, eat the whole shell?
I have. Really?
Yeah. I was looking around. I think a lot of people, because there's peanuts.
You eat the actual shell?
That's what's salted, right? The shell. And they're roasted in the shell, obviously.
I have never done
and
that.
And I think I would say, I don't want to do one of your poll things, but I would say.
Well, I think we're going to.
I would say, Johnny.
I think we're going to.
I would say the majority of people. Now, this is at baseball games, not like at home. You wouldn't do that, but.
I would.
I mean, if you're doing a game, you do that 2 times?
I have. I mean, not all the time, but if I'm feeling lazy.
Right.
And the same thing with sunflower seeds. Like, sometimes I'll just eat it with the shell.
Sunflower seeds I have.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I think a lot of people. Yeah, that's weird that I would do something there and then not at home. But who am I to crack it open? I don't really buy peanuts and shells.
Okay, but I do. I don't mean to sound. I don't want to get physiological here, but
physiological. John, what does that mean, John?
I mean, your digestive system is okay with that?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a while ago. I feel fine. No, I think I would say that
I feel like it would tear up your intestines.
Well, you chew it.
Okay.
I just think that. At baseball games, when you order a bag of peanuts, do you eat them with the shell or do you open the shell?
We're doing a quick poll here.
And I think I'm right on that. Todd?
Okay.
No. What do you think?
What, that?
At a baseball game, when you order a bag of peanuts, do you open it up and pick it out or do you just eat it with the shell?
All right. If that's your poll.
That's our poll.
I'm asking you though, Todd, because you go to baseball games, you eat peanuts. You said sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
I would say more times than not, I do.
Wow.
Me too.
And I think, to be honest, for me, it's a laziness thing.
This sounds the exact opposite.
I think the majority of us it is.
This sounds like the exact opposite of most things where I would come out with something like that and you guys would both be,
you couldn't do that. Who would do that?
Raised in a cave?
Yeah.
I would never say that to you, John.
No, oh, you think it.
Yeah. I'm your bread bag brother.
Who would you say were you raised
in? Yeah, bread bag. You're right. Mom would never throw away a bread bag. Yours?
I'm not sure what that is.
There are so many, you know, when you get a loaf of bread, it comes in that bag. There are so many uses for that bag.
Sometimes she'd put our lunch in it.
Absolutely. Not even a question.
Or if there was something that she didn't want to use saran wrap for or whatever, she'd just put it in the bag and tie it off.
Yep.
I'm sure she did.
Although in my era, there wasn't saran wrap. There was wax paper and that was it.
Yeah.
I've got saran wrap, whatever you want to call it, in my apartment here.
Yeah.
And I tried using it to cover my spam the other day. Yeah. It was the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah.
You rip it off and then it clings together and you're trying to do whatever.
Do you have it where it's got the little razor blade?
Yeah.
So that helps a lot. But what you got to do is you got to stick it down on the counter and then roll it out.
It's almost a two-person operation.
Very close. Very close.
It really is. But my God, look at this already.
But the
75% yes. That's incredible.
Yeah. I that doesn't surprise me. The best invention, though, saran wrap was a good one. Aluminum foil, the good aluminum foil, not the cheap stuff. The good aluminum foil is good, but parchment paper was the best, right?
Parchment? What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's like wax paper, but it's papery and it doesn't have wax on it.
And it doesn't burn.
Right.
So if you're cooking something, like I on the grill last night, I make vegetables and I put them in this thing that's got like holes in it. I put parchment paper. Put parchment paper under pizza. That is a great invention because it doesn't burn and yet it.
I literally don't know what parchment paper is. I mean, do you buy it just at the store?
It's just the same thing. Like in your drawer at home, you got saran wrap, aluminum foil. You got a box with the roll, of aluminum foil, saran wrap, and parchment paper. I would say, I don't want to do a poll, but I'd say most people have those three things in there.
I've never heard of parchment paper.
Like under cookies, if you make those.
Okay.
Don't you put them on parchment paper?
What do you think the odds are I've ever made one of the cookies? What are the odds of that?
Mr. Spam over there.
Right. You would not use parchment paper to wrap your spam, but if you're going to cook spam and put it on a cookie sheet, you would put parchment paper down and then put the spam on top.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm going to start eating, like almost like the only thing I'm going to eat besides spam? Shrimp. Shrimp are so good for you.
Oh, yeah.
They've got so much protein, no carbs, but I'm always a little worried I'm going to get food poisoning.
Yeah. The problem is shrimp, that's not cheap.
I know that
thing compared to spam, you're going to fall off your chair.
Yeah, I know. Here's what we're getting back. Eating peanut shells, yes or no? Oh, this has flipped, huh, Todd?
Yes, it has.
No, 60%. Yes, 40%. We got text because I don't know if I can listen anymore.
Come on.
Sometimes another text. I love this. I love our people. Sometimes eat peanuts and throw the shells near opposing fans, hoping they have peanut allergies.
Mino, did you send that in?
I like that.
Sounds like something
that's
you
my
would
yeah.
say.
I love that.
That's yeah. from Brian this morning.
Oh, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Today is Burger Day. Hamburger Day?
Yeah.
Regular hamburger
yeah.
day?
Oh, man. Yeah. Does that include Cheeseburger Day, or do they have their own day?
I'm sure it has its own day, oh, but you can right. sell some. Right.
This, okay, I'm down 5 pounds. I'm down 5 pounds.
I thought it was 6.
Well,
I thought you were down 8.
Here we go.
Yep. Here we
John.
Go.
John.
Okay, so let me just say this. So the Monday after that party I went to a few weeks ago, remember my buddy's party? Not Cholesterol Fest. The other one. Same guy. Or same family.
Birthday party. Yeah, you did.
Phenomenal food. There was like 20 different kinds of, you know, macaroni salads and whatever, whatever. It was just phenomenal food. Okay.
Okay.
I gorged.
Yep.
So I was 233, like, you know, like the next. But so I almost like, do you consider that? Because it's basically just from that day.
You got to pick a day. You can't move.
I know. That's what I mean.
So, what is that? Wait, 230?
33.
Okay, so then how much you weigh today?
225.
Okay, you're doing all right.
Okay.
So you're 8 pounds down.
That's eight pounds
right.
down.
Okay.
That's
so
great.
8 pounds
okay.
up, but you're creeping back up to the 233. Is that what you're getting?
No,
you're
no,
getting
no, no, to? No, no, no. No, my whole thing is this. My motivation for losing weight, you can say health, you can say how you look. Mine is so I can have like a really good cheeseburger. Do you know what I mean?
It's not work.
Like, well, I'll tell you what. When,
I'll quit drinking for 1 week and then I can go get drunk. Yeah.
But that's the honest to God. That's one of my motivation is so I can eat
that
like a really good cheeseburger.
That cheat day. With yeah. Day, that, yeah.
And I think you will gain a little bit from that, but it'll fall back off very quickly. And sometimes those days where you cheat a little bit actually help you lose weight faster. I've had that happen before where, like, I'll be really good all week and I've lost the weight I'm feeling good about Saturday. I'll have a little something. I'll gain a couple, but then a bunch falls off right after that.
Really?
Yeah. I think you're doing the right
thing. I wouldn't tempt them, but okay.
But I'm not kidding. On death row or wherever, I'll take a really good cheeseburger over literally anything.
I think they're changing how much you can eat on death row now. Because people,
yeah, I know, they're cutting back on
right,
that.
They're getting like you, lobster and all this yeah, stuff. And it's like,
I know.
They're like, okay, enough's enough.
But I still say my favorite burger in the world, and in Flint, Michigan, was the first place that ever saw this. They were called Halo Burgers. And it's a cheeseburger with olives and mayonnaise. And yep. Since that day,
that
I
is,
never had that before in my life. And today, that's my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. That's got the right mix, the
yeah!
right combo. Yeah, that's... Man,
you'd never
good.
If you never had that, you'd never think that.
Yeah. See, I just yeah,
would put olives on a cheeseburger. Try it with mayonnaise. It's phenomenal.
Okay.
What do you put on French fries?
Let's go. Ranch.
I do mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise, ranch.
I don't use ketchup for anything.
Yeah, and they've fallen down, you know. I mean, we told you, know, salsa. I don't even know. Well, I think what the condiments is it goes mayonnaise and then right, salsa, and isn't ketchup like 3 or 4? It's not, you know, it's not everybody says, well, everybody's got ketchup.
Yeah.
You probably got it in your fridge. Everybody's got it, but do you use it?
You, no.
Yeah.
And they say in Chicago, if you put ketchup on a hot dog downtown,
oh, yeah.
you will get abused.
Like warm beer here.
All right. We got to start our quick break. Once again, we're talking food.
Imagine that.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
All right, welcome back. Cheeseburgers, that is absolutely my favorite. I love cheeseburgers. And you know who's got a really good cheeseburger is...
Gerard's?
No, the place in Bellevue. I mean, we go
the right place?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have good booyah, too.
Haven't
for
had
restaurant
that
booyah.
They have really good cheeseburgers.
Although I'm not a huge booyah fan in general. Are you?
I
wish it was a little spicier or something.
Well, you can fix that.
Yeah, or greasier. Well, you know what I mean, though?
It's that like, you can't fix.
No, but it's almost like when we had...
Put in a cup of lard.
Or something.
But no, remember,
but when we were at Cholesterol Fest.
Yes.
And the guy said something I didn't know, where he said meat is tastier closer to the bone, and that's why they keep the bone in that side pork or belly pork, whatever it was we were eating.
Yeah.
But I mean, with booyah, isn't there something about the chicken bones that gives it the flavor? But sometimes people don't put in the bones.
You know what, John? I haven't made that. I've had it. You're right. I think bones can add some flavor, but I would take the chicken out.
But I guess it's a lot more work.
And put it back in. Well, yeah.
But I mean, it's like 6 hours or 8 hours anyway, isn't it, to make booyah?
It is. And then, I don't know. It's a little bit theatrics, but to cook it over an open fire, I guess, makes it better, but...
But I mean, that goes back. I mean, again, that.
Oh, yeah, that's Belgian.
The Martyrs Church or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, one of the first things they built the church 100 and some years ago.
Right.
And they built a booyah shed.
Right. Let's see. We got the sacristy. We got the tabernacle.
Where are we going to have the baptism?
The booyah.
And we're going to have the booyah.
The baptismal fountain and the booyah shed. And then it comes to budget time. Which one are we going to cut?
Yeah.
I don't know, Father.
We're not getting rid of the booyah. Yeah. Booyah's good. But like I said, I just wish it had a little more grease or something. So a little more flavor.
Yeah. I agree. It can be salty, but that's not flavor. That's salt.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it, but why are so, like Joe Roar's, why are their cheeseburgers so good? What do they do different from other places?
Well, a little bit the smash burger, right? The way they cook it, they cook open grill. And I also think their seasoning that they put on, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like they take a salt shaker. I mean, it's something that's pre-mixed, right? And they throw that on there.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of those places have really, really good, and I love a good burger. Like,
when
like
I, 99% you know, if I, people. If I'm, you know, whatever, you know, my time's winding down.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. Yeah. I had some friends over for dinner, and I just wanted, we had some friends over, we were talking about,
I even saw Todd would put it on our Facebook. The fellas have, 8 years left?
Something like that.
Right.
Jim, I'll just say that you had to leave early, so Heather was in here. And so John was saying that you guys had like maybe 6 to 8 years left. And I said to Heather, so mark it on your calendar. We'll need a new show at that point.
Right. Because... But I just even...
So she's ready to go.
So I get the paper every day. But even today, John, there's two guys in here. One died at 70, one at 64.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The average is 74 for somebody born in, you were born in 59? 57. I'm pretty sure that's what it was, 74, 75. But anyway, yeah, so we were talking last night, I had some friends over for dinner, and I said, you know, Mino's on the clock. So.
Aren't we all?
Anyway.
Like Dan Patrick used to say for ESPN with injuries in sports, it's like he's listed as day-to-day, but aren't we all? I got this. I would eat parchment paper before I'd eat the shells. And we are at 50-50 on the poll. Do you eat the actual shells of peanuts?
Okay, couple of the qualifiers, though. Salted shells at a baseball game. Because at home, I would say no. But
I think in general, if you've ever done it, we're taking that as a yes.
Okay.
You know, right. Have you ever done it?
Okay.
That feels like, I don't know why. I just feel like it would just destroy your throat, your whatever your...
It's a little, like a little straw. You're right. Because it's got...
Being
you're right.
Sharp and...
No, no, it's not sharp.
You got to chew it pretty well.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Right? You don't eat as many.
Right.
Wow. Okay. You guys have done something I don't do.
Remember that restaurant where you would eat peanuts and throw the shells on the floor, the ground round?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That was a long time. My dad
Is that still around?
No.
Oh.
I mean, the ones here aren't, but I don't know. Maybe they are.
Yeah, I've been places where it's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. We thought that was cool as kids because we sure as hell couldn't do that at home.
Wasn't there a country bar in town that used to do that at one time, too? I thought there was. I thought there was like a country bar in town where you did that.
I think they... Yeah. A lot more than just the show.
So today is National Burger Day. That's why we've gone on that tangent. Pecan torte. I will eat anything with pecans. Anything. I'd like to be a pecan farmer.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money.
Oh, I don't know. But they're different. You go into those places and they have different roasts, different seasoning of pecans. Yeah.
Pecans are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Those in anything. Heath Bar is still my favorite. That's pecans, isn't it? No, that's not. It's toffee.
No, but
what is this?
No, I think that's just toffee and chocolate. I don't think there's nuts in there. What is pecans?
It's a nut.
Yeah, no. But is there a pecan roll or something that's really good? Because I love pecan pie. That's all. I'll take pecan pie. And I hate pumpkin pie. I can't eat. I literally gag over a piece. If you gave me a piece of pecan or pumpkin pie and said you have to eat this, I would gag. I can't. I'd have a reflex. I can't get it down.
What'd you do at Thanksgiving?
I would never eat the pie. I would never,
Did
ever,
your mom
ever,
make
ever, ever.
Pecan then? No. To satisfy you?
No. What do you think?
I don't know. No.
I didn't have my first pecan pie till I was down in Mississippi.
Really?
And literally, my first day at the station, somebody brought up, we'd like to welcome you with a pecan pie.
Yeah.
And then the next thing they said was, where do y'all go to church?
Oh, so, no kidding.
Yeah. And I said, well.
I would love to live down there for like a year.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Really? I don't think you'd last
I was down
a
there
year.
For okay. just over a year, and it was the worst year of my life.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I've always loved the thought of living in the Deep South, Mississippi, Alabama. God. I've always had that thought. If I ever do retire, I want to move to like a small town in Mississippi. I watched that one show. I think it's Our Town or Our House.
Yeah.
But they love their guns and Jesus, and I don't know you. I'm telling you, the culture.
I love guns.
And you know they actually do make it look like living there would be wonderful. It's a great
like
show.
Mayberry.
Yeah, I mean, Laurel, Mississippi.
Yes, is
on
the
east
town.
Side. Yep, is on the east side of the state.
I like that couple. They fix up houses.
Great little town.
That'd be my dream. Going down there and work for him to fix up these old antebellum houses.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be as happy as you think. But
really,
yeah I don't.
I don't either.
Because I got that southern
some of that
charm,
is,
don't I?
Some of that is a facade. You know, when they say Southern hospitality,
yeah.
It's to your face, but what's going on behind the scenes is something
really?
Else.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I got a couple of texts here. Back to peanuts, between you two eating the shells and Mino eating spam and cheese curds, your bathroom at the studio must be destroyed by now.
Oh, man.
Come on. Got another one here. I've listened for a long time, and I'm truly disturbed by how many people eat peanut shells. Got another one here. I have an aunt that eats the shell with the shrimp. Kelly.
Now, wow.
Wow.
All right. Now, that's not right.
No.
Well, we told that story when we had Bill Jartz on the air when he was on a recruiting trip.
That's right.
And they had shrimp, you know, for the big dinner. They got shrimp, and he'd never had them before.
Yeah.
And he's eating the shells. And the guy said, wow, this is a tough kid we got here.
I got a text. Texas Roadhouse used to let
me throw. That's right.
That's what she okay.
That's it.
Anyway.
Glenn Campbell, 1970. Hang on.
That's a sad
77.
Right on the money.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know why I know that? Because we were driving from Arizona. We went down at spring break to check out Arizona State. And we're driving back. That song and Dust in the Wind were the two songs they played over and over on that whole drive.
That's
quick break. Got great guests coming up.
That's why I fly.
Yeah.
To anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's 9 states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding to expand our mission, that's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Here comes Labor Day weekend, that last gasp of summer. For me, it's time to amp up the grilling experience. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage, located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrunner Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturdays, 9 until 1, and open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online, BavariaSausage.com. Don't forget, check out their Facebook page as well, and know that they are working on a fantastic new website they should unveil pretty soon. Tell you what, in Wisconsin, we grill year-round, and now with the football season on the horizon, you want to make sure that you're changing up your flavors on that grill from time to time. How about taking a look at the new Cajun brat available at Bavaria Sausage? Don't forget, we've got the tried and true red lager brat. Whatever flavor you're looking for, Bavaria Sausage has something you're going to like. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, and always open at BavariaSausage.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, headquartered in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation have teamed up again to present the Cedar Crest Ice Cream 4-H Flavor Creation Contest for Wisconsin 4-H Clubs. All Wisconsin 4-H clubs are eligible to submit their idea for a new ice cream flavor, along with a flavor description and interesting flavor name. Contest entries are going to be accepted starting September 1st and will be accepted through November 15th. 5 finalists will be selected by a panel of Cedar Crest ice cream flavor experts, and one flavor will be awarded top honors and receive a $500 gift. The winning flavor will make its debut in parlors in the summer of 2025. All 5 finalists will receive an ice cream party for their 4-H club as well. Find this as well as other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. With Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
And now for the Pella play-by-play. I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow.
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Service supply is 3124.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. And a gorgeous third. Wow, that forecast is fantastic.
Yeah.
And fantastic.
And if you go, you look out a little further, we'll talk to Brittany on Monday, but like even next week looks great. So
that's awesome. Gonna be,
yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Lisa from Bosses is going to be here.
Yes.
And Mike Geem from Lovely Cigars, but it's a book signing and cigar event. I will be there tonight for a book signing.
And you're going to find this, listen, you're going to find this interesting. This cigar guy is, the reason he is all into cigars isn't because of cigars. It's because of the friendship they bring, the camaraderie they bring.
I can see that.
He said, cigars in my life is secondary to what they bring together. I mean, it's a great story. I'm looking forward to talking to him.
So Todd, we're like, Ariel now is actually looking for a date. Ariel Perez.
Yep.
From the Press Gazette.
I thought he's married.
Yes.
Not looking for a date like
No. Here's the deal. Okay, he's from Cuba.
Yeah, Dominican, he's a good guy.
Wonderful guy. We are going to spend one night having cigars and rum. Would you like to join us?
No.
No?
Okay. No, I don't like either one of them.
All right. But it's going to be me, Todd, and Ariel, cigar and rum night.
Got to get a room that night.
Yeah.
Because I'm not driving back
to Oshkosh. Well, I might get sick from the cigars. I haven't had a cigar in a long time.
Are you going to that place on Broadway? Where are you going?
We don't know yet. We don't have a place.
Do we have a lot of cigar bars? I don't think Appleton has a good cigar bar.
Well, Green Bay's got Prohibition.
Yep. And I talked to my brother-in-law. I think this is a good one in Appleton, too.
I mean, I couldn't handle a Cuban cigar these days.
You could or could not?
I couldn't. Cohiba? I used to smoke Cohibas. You ever have a Cohiba?
I don't get cigars. Do you inhale?
A little bit, but not as much. Like that. Not like when you smoke pot.
Jim.
You just kind of puff it more. Just be honest.
That kind of a waste.
Bill Clinton. Yeah. Did he speak at the thing?
He did.
Oh, yeah, last
How
night.
How was he? Well, I haven't seen him in like...
He sounds, he looks even great. Rougher.
Yeah, but he looks good, though. That guy's kept his weight
Does he
off.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was listening to a show. I was listening from the UK. I listened to a morning show over there on the way in sometimes. And I was listening this morning, and the guy in the ear said, Bill Clinton has always had that voice, so I can imagine him at like 5 years old. Mama, can I have some cookies? He was doing a great impression of him.
Do they follow American politics?
They do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think we're nuts. They think we're nuts.
Why?
Just because
we are.
Because of all the back and forth and the weird stuff. And
all right.
But they're rocking it down at the convention center.
Yeah.
Have you been in the United Center? See the Bulls?
Mm-mm.
Oh man, it's awesome.
Never have tried. And even in the media, when Michael Jordan was playing.
Oh, that's
actually, No, I'm sorry. I was at the United Center for a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Oh.
So that's the one time I was there.
Okay. And so Jordan played. Yeah, that's kind of a little rougher part of the
city, was
gonna right?
I was going to say that.
I don't know. I've been there in a while.
I was going to say that because we had two extra tickets and we were going to sell them. And somebody said, do not.
Ooh,
somebody told me,
said,
you're going to jail because they have undercover people all over for secondary sales of tickets. We did a Chicago Cubs trip one time, Brewers Cubs to Wrigley Field, like the first time they played, and it was with one of the bars. I can't remember which bar it was here in town, and they had bought all the tickets, you know, and then sold them to all our people.
Yeah.
Well, some people didn't show up, so we get to the stadium at Wrigley Field, and one of the guys from the bar goes out to, you know, sell the rest of them, and he got arrested. No lie, they took him to jail.
Wow.
For selling tickets, yeah. It can't be within X number of blocks.
I think
from the venue.
Yeah. That's not a bad place, Wrigley.
No, but
the United
Wrigley's
Center,
not bad.
Yeah.
But the United Center, so somebody said, you got to be like 6 blocks away.
Yeah,
so we got about 2.5 blocks away, and it's like, you know what? We're going to eat these tickets, and we're going to turn around and go back.
Yeah.
It got so sketchy so fast,
yeah.
And I did not see a lot of what I would consider Bruce Springsteen fans.
Yeah,
in those neighborhoods,
and I don't know that a lot of those people that were going to the game either. But that's a great venue, but it's in it's like what they did right in Minneapolis. You know, they build these things as a catalyst for economic development, and I haven't been there in a while. I'm not sure the area. I know they're also having, There's a lot of delegates in, but they're also having a lot of meetings. Not right around that place. They're over at the McCormick Center, yeah, where they have a lot of activity. So, yeah, Oprah spoke last night.
Oh.
So she's a Chicago person. That was like the surprise guest. People went crazy. Okay.
I haven't seen any of it, to be honest with you.
We got a text from Craig who says, there's nothing better than watching a Chicago Blackhawks game in the old Chicago Stadium. Best sports atmosphere ever.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Detroit was like that too. Detroit had the old Olympia was the name of the stadium, and it was in a really rough part of town. But you know what? Nobody messed with the hockey fans. Yeah, like, if right, you went there for, such and such concert, there were people that were, hassled or mugged. But nobody messed with the hockey fans in that part of town.
That's weird that those things are in a little rougher part of town. Like,
I'm sure the real estate is cheap, right?
Probably, yeah. The Fabulous Forum, out in L.A.
That's Inglewood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not Beverly
Hills. That's Compton. I mean,
we used to go there for games.
And I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like you're going from the Hilton walking across the street type thing. It's like all of a sudden it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I will say, though, that someone who has, I think we're a pretty good example of the stadium and really building quality around it here in Green Bay.
No question.
Panthers did that too.
Carolina, yeah, right downtown.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was cool. That was a good move. But
I was surprised that city was a little sketchier than I thought. Charlotte.
Yeah,
yeah.
The downtown was.
Yeah,
the downtown was.
For some reason, some of these southern towns you just think are going to be, just nice, and like almost like what Todd said, but they got a hard side to them. Well, Todd, what was that text you just? I know you deleted it, but there was something about. This show now disturbs me. This peanut thing has me bothered. Jim, I was getting so much respect for you with all the work you do for the shelter. Then I start the day to hear you eating peanut shells.
Okay, it's only at baseball games, and I don't go to a lot of games. And it's a day game, too, so how's that?
The
that
poll really right now is no 55% to 45%.
Okay. No. Well, all right. I still think it's a little bit of a thing.
Sarah,
I don't think people want to admit to it, John. That's what I think they're kind of hiding.
All right. Really?
Like, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Sarah messaged in. She said the Seattle Seahawks stadium is also very rough.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's another town you think, Seattle, it's such a
high, right,
phenomenal.
I love that city.
Yeah, it's great.
I was there for one game at the old, not the Metrodome. What was the name? It was the indoor stadium. Superdome? No, not Superdome.
I know what you're talking about.
Louisiana.
No.
But anyway, 1996, the year of the Super. I went there. And that fish market thing is a cool thing to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Public market.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Or is that what the public market is called?
Yeah.
That's really cool. And then I actually went to the college football stadium just to see it. It was a Saturday. They didn't have a game, but it was open. You could walk in. Wow. What a setting that is. Walked up to the very top. You got the mountains. You got the
beautiful.
Water. That might be the coolest setting for a football stadium I've ever seen. Yeah. Is the University of Washington's Kingdom.
The Kingdom, that's right. Did you go up in the Space Needle?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I did.
I saw it, I just didn't go
up. Oh, man. So cool.
I'll bet.
It is. But I'll tell you a story.
I can see you blending in there, Todd, with your beard and being a little bit grungy kind of guy. Yeah. Oh, I can see you being that guy.
Grungy.
I meant that in a good way. Seattle. Flannel shirts, beard, jeans, boots.
They don't have a lot of ties.
Half hour later, you're up in the mountains. I mean, I love that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I got there right after high school. I'm like, I'm going to Seattle. I'm going to take a trip. So I drove all the way out there, get out there. And it's a bigger city. I'd never really been to a city that size. Go to a parking lot. And there's a guy out there, an attendant. And he's like, okay, $20, whatever. Gives me this thing, gives me a little slip of paper to put in my window. Go do my thing at the public market, see the fish being thrown around,
being
right? Get back to my car, ticket on it.
Let's not even talk tickets.
So the dude didn't work for the parking lot.
Oh, that's
no!
great.
That's great. He's just out there scamming people.
Taking $20.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to do a lot of those to make a living. I mean, you do that 10 times, it's $200. Absolutely. That's probably good for the day. Yeah.
Well, in Detroit, the old Tiger, you want to talk about a tough part of
Tiger Stadium.
The old Tiger Stadium.
Is that still standing?
No.
Okay.
That was a rough part of town.
Yeah.
And there is no parking. There is like one lot or whatever. So you had to park in the street, and you're parking in people's neighborhoods, and people outside their houses would be sitting on the porch, and they go ahead, they'd be like, hey, I'll watch your car for you for $10. And, people from the UP, it's like, well, no, I'm not. Well, you know what? That $10 would have been a really good investment.
How much is a new windshield?
Yeah, exactly. But that's what they would do. They say, hey, I'll watch your car for you for $10.
But that Seattle, I think they're, you've had such, we're talking about, you know, Mount Rainier and Space Needle and pretty, I think their education is I think that's absolutely a good community. It's probably very expensive, but you know, they're really making an effort with this heat that you're seeing in Nashville and some of these other communities of moving to Seattle.
Oh.
You're recruiting because of the weather.
Oh, I believe that.
Because, you know, it's not really, it doesn't really snow there, but it does, it's, I don't know, they say it rains. I don't think it rains as much as they say. I think
I'm okay with, I like rain.
Yeah.
I like rainy days.
But Seattle's, I think, an awesome, awesome city. I think their downtown is really metropolitan. I just, yeah, I used to spend quite a bit of time there. So. Yeah.
And the history, John, you would love this, but Seattle, they had to build the city on top of the city because it kept flooding.
Oh, really?
So instead of, like, you know, pulling up all the buildings and regrading everything, they literally said, okay, we're just going to start building on top of the city.
Really?
So the old city's still underneath.
Shut up.
So wow. You can actually take tours underneath the streets and see where all the old shops were. And
it's, that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of
crazy.
Doesn't
Atlanta have something like that?
An underground city?
Because of the Civil War?
Yeah, they have some, yes, something. I don't. I haven't.
But something like that, right?
Yes, they do.
Wow,
that's a city I would not be interested in.
Atlanta?
Out. Yeah,
me neither.
Too much.
That just the driving seems, down there. I've heard it's horrific.
The driving's. Yeah, they. Yeah,
I mean, there have been teams like baseball and teams and stuff like that have almost been late for games because they take the buses from, you know, an outlying area and the traffic is so bad that they've been delayed.
Yeah,
trying to get to the game.
Yeah,
that's a city where it's like I would want nothing to do with Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I don't know about there's some great, great areas. Buckhead is great. Some of the suburbs there's some great some great neighborhoods in Atlanta that have, you know, the cobblestone lighting. It's but Atlanta in and of itself, you know, they tried to turn a corner with the Olympics.
Yeah. That didn't work. Have you seen some of the thing? And it's, I know it's internet type stuff, but they've got sites about the former Olympic venue areas, what they've turned into, and they're just like, oh, just
they didn't work. Is that what you're saying?
Horrible. Yeah. You know, where it's, oh, we're gonna spend, you know, $18 billion to build this, and but after the Olympics, it's still gonna be this great thing for whatever, whatever. And once the Olympics are done, it's like just blight.
Yeah.
Just ghetto.
I wonder what they're gonna do. So in LA, the Olympics, that's where they are. And I still have my hat from the 1984 Olympics. I went to a bunch of stuff.
I still got my pin
from the 84.
I wasn't there, but I was working for NBC for LUK, which at the time was an NBC affiliate.
So and you guys had everybody it back then
Olympic
too?
Pins.
Yeah,
yeah. I bet those are valuable.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
Well, 4 years. I don't know if we're gonna be here in 4 days, but in 4 years, if we're here in four. But it's a cool hat. It's got all the different flags of the countries that.
And I bet it was real high in front. Remember those? We all wore those big. I got picture me with those old trucker caps.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! The front of those things were like 8 inches high.
I just saw that hat the other day.
That's
when I threw out my PAP shirt, but I kept the Olympic. You remember you wanted that shirt?
I can't believe.
But then I threw
that shirt that you threw away. For $50 minimum at my friend's T-shirt store in Appleton.
I should have
minimum.
Yeah, I didn't throw it. I gave it away, right? I gave it to
same thing
to St. V's or something. But anyway, I was going through, and that Olympic hat was there. So
I don't mean to laugh. I was in Jamaica. Everybody's been to Jamaica for your honeymoon, or whatever.
Right.
And there was a little Jamaican kid, and he had a shirt on that said, "I got the schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin."
Really? Oh, that's cool. That is so cool.
Somebody donated a shirt to St. Vincent's or something, and they sent
nobody
it for
wanted it,
relief
so
fund in Jamaica. This little kid, I got the schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I'll never, ever forget that. That's what I thought of when you had that PAP shirt, where you're donating it, and some kid in some third world country is going to be wearing that Pabst Blue Ribbon shirt from 1981.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, once again, we've got Lisa from Bosses coming up and Mike Eve from Lovely Cigars. We got Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage Company, Paul Hoffman, Pet Skull Brewery, talk about Metal Fest, Rob Hendrickson, Kakana Girls Basketball, a lot of stuff, and Tom T. Hall. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow.
You know, he sings on pitch to beer songs.
I do.
What did you say?
Did you hear that? Like he was spot on.
I was?
I
here's the part.
mellow.
I take it back.
Okay. Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much.
We're going to break, thank God.
Vodka puts my mouth in gear.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Should help me explain.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much.
Vodka puts my mouth in gear. Love Tom T. Hall.
Right, because this is your kind of music. I mean, you like a lot of kind of music, but I'm just saying this is the kind you can sing to because it's kind of talking, kind of singing.
Yeah. If I him,
I was thinking about
Chris Christopherson.
Okay, I was thinking about a song that would be good for you. That I love little baby ducks.
I love
because that guy kind of talks a little bit.
Well, that's him. That's Tom T. Hall.
Is that him?
It's the same guy. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Watermelon Wine.
I don't know the guy. Is he still living?
No. Oh. Todd, remember we talked about it? He said he took his own life.
Oh.
Which I didn't realize. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't listen that closely.
But you know what's funny? You know, a couple of things. We were talking about how our life expectancy, where we're counting it down now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's funny in songs that you used to listen to and say, oh, yeah, I understand. Like in his song, Watermelon Wine, and the kid starts out, how old do you think I am? He said, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. And it's like this old gray-haired gentleman.
Talking on a
bush. Yeah, and then I was reading a thing about Vietnam, about when, I mean, it was a horrible, we never should have gotten involved with that war. Whatever. But anyway, where the monks, the
Christian
the
brothers?
Government were so horrific to the monks, Buddhist monks in Vietnam, okay? They were so horrible that they wanted to protest, so they would go into the middle of the street, and another monk would throw gas on them, and they'd light themselves on fire as a protest against the government, okay? But anyway, I'm reading this, and it talks about a very elderly 66-year-old monk. I'm very elderly. What?
I know. Well, didn't you say you just went someplace and senior citizen was 55?
Right.
Perkins.
I can't wait till next year. I'm going to take advantage of that.
Perkins, $9.99, two egg. It was an omelet, two egg omelet, and then 99 cents for whatever else you wanted to add. But it had the cheese and whatever, so I added mushroom and ham or whatever. $9.99 versus $12.99. I will do that every time.
I got to tell you, I don't
$3? No way. I would never. I'd get in a heartbeat. I'd pay the $3
there
in a heartbeat.
There is no way there's another radio show anywhere in the country excited about a two egg omelet for
you hear from me, the guy's he's perspiring. If you can see it, I don't know if that's picking it up on the camera, but mushrooms and ham.
That's phenomenal. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's okay. No. But I think you're right. Well, there's a lot of history behind. They thought Social Security, you know, people are going to die earlier.
Yeah.
That's why they kick it in at 62, and now everybody's living at 74. My God.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
So,
I agree.
Anyway, but we're gonna be honest with you,
though. That is like the greatest thing in the world. Getting a Social Security check every month. It's wow. All I had to do was breathe, and I got this.
You know, I don't know. We didn't. Did you study that? Did your dad talk about it?
I didn't know anything about it. Nothing.
Medicare? Nothing.
Medicare is a ripoff. I will say that.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? That's the best thing going.
Dental?
Huh? Huh? Well, the dentals are.
I had to run a check for $2,800 before I left the dentist's office.
Yeah. Just brush your teeth.
But there is no dental.
Well, there is. It's just, it's not.
It's terrible.
It doesn't reimburse like healthcare.
Horrific. And I don't know why. Do the dentist union all get together and say, hey, you know.
No, they, well, Medicare, I mean, if the bill's $100, Medicare just reimburses those guys like $30.
That's I mean. It's
so they don't want it. So we don't take, people, we'd like to.
If when you retire or if you hit a certain age, I don't even know what it is, but if you hit that age, get some other kind of dental because Medicare is horrific. Beyond belief, horrific. And the cost for going to a dentist is beyond belief.
Well, it's not that much.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they did that thing for me. It was $3,300. I was I was one patient.
That is a lot.
So imagine you get 10 patients in the day. You're talking $30,000 a day that you make?
They don't make that.
$30,000 a day?
Yeah, I don't. I know a couple dentists. I don't. A week, but not a day. Well, maybe
okay, $30,000 a week then they make.
Yeah, that's right. They deserve it.
Go be a dentist, people.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling how much money you'll make.
Just speaking of dentists, this isn't what we have to do what we're talking about. But I was reading this article this morning about dreams. The New York Times did a thing on what dreams mean.
Yep.
Do you guys dreams of your teeth falling out?
Yes.
No. Yeah. No, John, that's a very, very common dream. I didn't know that. My wife dreams that. And it had the meaning of dreams. The most common dreams, the guys dream about and what percent of dreams are erotic, you know, all this. This guy did a whole study on dreams and published it in the New York Times.
I never have an erotic dream.
Well, 10% of us do.
Do you? I don't.
Jim just admitted on the air.
Yeah,
he's had one.
10% of people, I'm quoting this guy's study, and I thought, Johnny, here we go. This is all about dreams, and
I always dream that somebody's coming after me. Somebody's chasing me, or whatever.
Let's just do this. But do people dream every night?
Yes, I would say they do, but we don't always remember.
Okay.
The answer is it ties right in that.
Why is it so hard to remember a
dream? I know. But which reoccurring dream is the most common among adults in the United States? This is the most common dream people have. I'm going to give you, it's a multiple guess. A house you've lived in before.
Okay.
Falling. Snakes, being chased by someone.
That's mine.
I know that's yours, but Todd, we want to get the most common. This is in the country.
I want to say falling.
And Todd is right.
Falling, okay.
It is.
Didn't you ever have those dreams
And it goes into a whole explanation. I'm not going to read that, but most people dream in black and white.
I dream in color. Vivid.
Because I was doing a commercial. You're right. That is true that it's false that most people dream in black and white. People used to say that all the time.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, but it's like, no, I think. Okay. So how much of our night on average is spent dreaming? Under 15 minutes, an hour, at least 2 hours?
An hour.
None of the above?
I would say at least two.
It's at least two.
Wow.
Okay.
Here, check out the big brain on top.
All right. Here we go. What percent of everyday dreams are bad dreams and nightmares? Like you dream and
90.
Oh, come on. 25 to, that's not even a guess. 25 to 40.
I never have like good dreams. All mine are
50
bad.
To 70, 10 to 15 percent. Wow. These are percents, right?
Top. 70.
No, what are the other choices?
It was 25 to 40, 50 to 70, 10 to 15.
I'm going
to
say 10 to 15.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. Why do I have such
it
bad
goes into
dreams?
The whole bad dreams and nightmares. This is this Dr. Zadra.
What does that mean? Does it say anything? What do you mean? I wake up numerous times. My t-shirt is just soaked.
That could be a medical condition.
Yeah. Oh. Just, and what you drank before you went to bed.
Oh.
Could be a low grade fever.
We dream only in REM. You know, that rapid eye movement.
Yep.
REM.
Yep.
Okay.
No. Yes. No.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Just wait. We gotta get one more here in here. What percent of our dreams are erotic? Oh, I gave you that one.
You said that.
Zero.
It was 10.
It's 10.
All right.
At least the mayors are.
I guess.
Roughly half. Look at the. Okay, no, you're right.
I guess drinking before bed doesn't work. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Lisa's joining us from Bosses and Talking Cigars. Back up this.
Perfume on my wrist.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Thursday, final day of DNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tim Walz accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president, delivering